Good evening. It is 6 o'clock on the dot, and I'm going to call this meeting to order. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, right now I'm going to swear in the mayor. Raise your right hand.
I, D. Roberts.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I am a citizen.
That I am a citizen.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
That I am legally qualified.
That I am legally qualified.
To assume.
To assume.
The office of City of Raymond Mayor.
Of the office of the City of Raymond Mayor.
That I will.
That I will.
Support the Constitution.
Support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
And that I will faithfully,
and that I will faithfully, and impartially, discharge the duties of this office,
to be the best of my ability,
to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's for all of you. We'll do it all at one time.
Sure.
Raise your right hand. Okay, and repeat after me.
I Steve Young.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I am a citizen of the United States.
That I am a citizen of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
That I am legally qualified.
That I am legally qualified.
To assume the office.
To assume the office.
Of City of Council member. That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of this office.
Of this office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my abilities.
Congratulations, everyone.
Yay.
Whoa, five and one. Stop. All right.
Give Greg a second.
And in 4 years, we'll all be in the same place again. Is that right?
Who knows, Tony? Four years,
yeah,
a lifetime.
Yeah, okay.
This is,
well, seems like a lifetime.
Yeah, between now and then.
Okay. All right. So, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda, consent agenda approval of the special meeting minutes and minutes of December 20th, 21?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Communications? Great. I have none other than the oaths that we just did. So, okay. Items from the public?
Nothing down here.
Nope. Nothing.
Inside
okay. Next, appointment of a mayor pro tem for 2022. I know Ian has served as the mayor pro tem for a couple of years. Would someone else maybe give a chance? Would somebody else like a chance to serve as mayor pro tem for 2022?
I'd like to nominate Steve.
Okay.
Done there, done that.
Steve, would you like to be mayor pro
sure.
tem?
Sure.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I move that we nominate Steve Jones as mayor pro tem.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Opposed? Motion carried. All right. Ordinance 1909. This is a second reading amending RMC section 2.40 compensation of elected officials. Can I get a motion and a second, and then we'll do some discussion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? I hear no discussion. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. One motion, one nay, sounds like. Okay. Ordinance 1909 passed. Okay. You guys have to bear with me. I'm now all of a sudden nervous. So, Wilma Harbor Chamber Agreement, I believe, is in our packet.
I make a motion we approve the chamber agreement.
Thank you.
Second.
Discussion?
Good question.
Yep.
Have there been any changes that we should be aware of?
No.
All right. Thank you.
No changes. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Willapa Seaport Museum Agreement. Do I have a motion to approve the Seaport Museum Agreement?
I move that we accept that agreement.
Second. Okay, discussion?
So, have we looked at the really revamping those, that lease with the Seaport Museum at all? I know several years ago we did it. Well, I say several years ago, it could have been last year for all I know, but we did it with the Carriage Museum. So we kind of looked at that agreement as well and saw how any of those items might be applicable. Talked to them about any business update from them or how those things are being done, because I don't know that I ever have seen one. Maybe they're not the same thing, but.
The Carriage Museum is, the Seaport right now pays the electrical, and minus what they pay from the PUD, and we give them the money through the hotel motel tax funds. So currently they're not paying any rent, and neither is the Carriage Museum. They just pay their electrical.
They pay all their electrical, right?
Yes. Because
that was after we discussed that previously. And this one said something about $1,500.
That's for the hotel motel tax, which the Carriage Museum got $4,000 this year. And the Seaport got $1,500.
And they were here last meeting, the Seaport Board.
Oh, you weren't here.
To present what had gone on over the year and how they, in spite of COVID, they had a very good year. And a lot of donations had come in so they can pay their fees.
Right.
But it was a pretty good report.
A lot of people come from 50 miles away or more.
Yeah. They gave the number of visitors they had, and
I don't remember at all. Increase.
And I think that increased foot traffic because of that complex, I think, will continue to improve their.
I know they're volunteer ran, correct? Completely?
Yes.
So, yeah, 100%.
I know their hours are prohibitive because of that.
Well, that was one of the things I was surprised about on his presentation. Their hours aren't a whole lot different than the Carriage Museum.
Okay, good.
They're matching pretty close.
Because
I was going to.
Wednesday.
Very impressive, actually, for volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time, too, like 10 to 4, whatever it was. That was one of the things I was going to bring up to them, too. But they're pretty darn close.
And they offered tours on off hours if you.
Right.
You can contact them.
Plan it with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Declaration of contractor default retaining water reservoir project.
Make a motion that we approve the declaration of contractor default for the reservoir project.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, discussion?
So just to be clear, maybe this was at the last meeting too. So they just didn't do the job that they did?
We went out to the bid, did all the process. They were selected, they had good reviews. know, they could tell you anything, but they had some excuses, and we let them go a little farther, and they just underperformed. They hadn't sent us any of the stuff that was required. I mean, it's a big project of the engineering firm. I mean, there's some middles, lots of them, and they were months, and they had some fairly good excuses for a bit. The owner ended up had a stroke, and the one guy, he was trying to keep it all together, and finally got to a point where it's like we're not even going to the project this year anyways. So it's not great because we probably cost us more than, you know, we'll have to re-go out to bid next year because it has to be done in a certain time frame. There's just no way for them to get all the submittals. So we tried to work with them. We did all the process. Joel is on there, their surety company, and they're like, we can get you the stuff. We can do this, just like a couple weeks ago. I'm like, well, we take a look. So, you know, the engineering firm said, we take a look. I'm not guaranteeing that we can get through all this and make sure you have it. And so they sent it in, and it's just not all there. You know, we gave them even a second chance, and they're just not performing. And now, and like our engineering firm said, they never really ever seen this, and like you get halfway to a tank project that's on a time frame, and they aren't performing, you're going to be in rough shape. So better to find out now. We are looking at trying to recoup some of the money that's been spent. So that's what we're doing the process, and Joel's looking into the surety company.
How much have we spent so far?
Somewhere around $30,000.
Does that include the time and efforts of anybody in the city, or is that just money?
That is just submittals and engineering firm. There's been numerous phone conversations and Zoom meetings. So
are we going to be going after everything we can?
Well, basically, yeah, we'll go after it. And if we can settle and recoup some, we'd be better off. Than, I mean, it's not worth litigating, most likely, in the end, except for principal, which doesn't really work in that sense. So per the contract for canceling, we had to get this on here now. It'll be the 4th, I think, is when we can actually give the declaration out, and then we'll see what proceeds from there.
So we're canceling them. They're not quitting.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Do I hear a motion to... do I hear a motion?
You already got a motion.
Okay.
That's a motion in a second. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to say that all night, do you?
All right. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. Phew. Okay. Purchase of property in Riverdale. I'll let Eric talk about that.
So, I think 2 meetings ago, we had it on the agenda. I think it was 2 meetings ago. And Melissa Ash had offered to buy the property. All the information was there. I just kind of added to it, so it'd all be there. And council said to go back. They had offered $2,000 to go back and negotiate a price and bring it back to council. So that's kind of what we're at. We got up to $3,355.
How did we come to the $6,000-some assessment? Was that just simply based on?
So it's the same thing we always do, whether it's actually worth that or not. We're not appraisers. So, but the city, to be fair, like a street vacation, we use Tax Sifter. And so we try to find like comparable properties. And then we do the square footage of the property. We try to find ones with the same kind of issues. But, you know, we just do our best to try to be comparative. And it's a fairly, you know, it could be worth more, it could be worth less, you know, but it's a consistent way we do it. I think it's a little easier when you're doing vacations because generally the property's good and it's abutting somebody's property versus this is just property with a creek running through it and a steep hill on the back.
You know, and nobody has ever offered to buy this before that we know of.
Since no. It. No.
So you just need a motion to approve that then? Is that what
yes.
You mean? I make a motion to approve the purchase of a property in Riverdale by the Ashes.
Okay. A second. Okay. Discussion. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
department head reports. Fire Chief Gideon.
All right. Well, over the last week or so, Mother Nature has thrown just about everything she can our way, and it's been challenging. The crews have worked super hard and gotten through it so far. I want to thank the police department and public works too. They worked super hard as well, keeping the roads open and people safe. So looking forward to that sun coming back. That's what I said, you know,
August.
COVID numbers are up again. So just kind of keep powering through. We'll get through this one day at a time, but so that's about it on my end.
Thank you. Police Chief Sport.
The weather definitely was interesting. As you guys know, pretty much all of our fleet now is all on drive or better. And that made a big difference getting around. This may have been the first real, you know, snow that we had where we have that capability. So we didn't have to worry about chaining up, and people were able to get everywhere they needed to go to. New Year's Eve was uneventful. I came out and it was extremely boring. So
that was good.
I mean, there were people in town. There were some people in town, but really, I mean, we didn't have much for calls. So I think a lot of people stayed out. But it was good.
Okay. Quick treasure second.
Oh, sorry.
I don't have much. No,
I already marked you off. So okay.
Drew did a great job getting sanded and everything we could do. So flooding wasn't too eventful on our side today. State maybe a little bit. We're just getting ready to start the new year.
All right, now for treasure.
Well, usually Tony forgets me, so
must be Miss Eve.
Yeah. In front of you is the end of the month, year, fiscal period report for the end of the year. I chose not to put some money into some bonds for current expense because I don't know what this next year is going to entail for City Hall and what we'll be doing. So other than that, we did fairly well across the board. You've got some reserves saved. For some projects that we can continue on, and you know, a little every time works good, and we've been managing to do little projects as we go and save up some money. So we look forward to doing that this next year with 2022. Are there any questions?
Yes, looking at the ending balance or the current expense, mm-hmm. How much of that do you think is COVID related, AARP related to the?
Oh, probably 400,000.
Okay, so just for the 1 year.
The next year comes in June.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, anybody else have any questions for Gretchen? We're okay. Mayor's comments. So I sent out a quick email to the council today to just kind of give you an update. I forgot you, Tony, because you weren't on the list, but I won't do that again. Just to give you a quick update as to what was going on through emergency management and the reverse 911. Is that something that you would like me to keep doing? It's something that we have done in South Bend. So
I think it's great.
All right. If that's something you want me to do, I will continue to do that if you're interested. If it's not something you're interested in, I won't do it.
That was the call about the call of the house about the.
I didn't make the call. No, I just sent an email and just kind of give you an update that this is what's going on. The staff's.
Yeah, but I got a call from.
Right, and they did a. I did note that there would be a reverse 911. Just so if someone asks you what's going on, at least you have a general idea that you're not left in the dark. So. Other than that, I will appreciate your patience with me as I learn my way through this. It's a whole lot different sitting up there than it is sitting down there. And as you know, I'll be doing both jobs for about 4 months. I will spend as much time here as my job in South Bend allows me to. But I'm always available by phone, by email, or at the city. You're always welcome to stop and see me. you have any questions or concerns, I'll do my best to provide you with everything that I am capable of doing. I'll do the best job that I am capable of doing. So anyway, that's my speech for tonight. So thank you. Appreciate it. So council comments.
I have a couple questions, but mostly because I didn't read my email properly last Thursday, whatever day it was. I pretty much didn't make the meeting. So we actually do have an applicant for that, Gretchen. Did they actually apply to the city for
today? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They made the deadline.
That's that part. Okay. And they're the only one?
They're the only
ones. Are we going to see their business plan and stuff? Is that going to come out to us in some sort of...
Whenever you want it. I was waiting because you...
Yeah, so I thought I'd bring it up tonight because I know we're not taking any action until after the 15th. But that's...
I'll put it in the next packet if you'd like.
Yeah, it'd be good. So I'd like to see it at least.
Okay.
And I have reached out to a local realtor to sit down with them and talk to them about contracts and rental agreements and kind of what we had discussed as a council.
Square footage?
Yeah. So... Okay. I hope to have something in that I can present at the next meeting.
Sounds good. And is there anything going on with the port still then?
I haven't heard anything from the port.
So we have a MOU approved by the council with them. Does that mean they can just carte blanche at some point and say, okay, we got a renter, we're taking it? No. Or does that have to go back to vote?
No, we talked about stipulations in the MOU about that.
Yeah.
That was my concern too. I asked about that. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to make sure we were covering.
I think it's been quite quiet because of the weather and the holidays and everything. So maybe we'll start seeing some action from the port just generally now that it's the first of the year.
Okay. I got a question for Eric. Eric, the project out here stopped because of some contaminated soils.
Yes.
Is it gas, diesel, hydrocarbons from old gas stations?
It is not toxic, just contaminated. So that limits where it has to be, or I guess it's easier to get rid of. It's 100 to 150 yards, they estimate.
So the nature of it is?
You know, I don't know. They didn't say they were still working on it, and then everybody's been off on the holidays. So
okay.
I think I sent an email last time, and Max is like, the guy was in charge of getting things together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get too far into it. I've just been kind of trying to keep moving ahead.
Kind of conclude from what happened down there years ago. It's probably hydrocarbons of some type. Probably.
I'm sure, mostly. But they did determine, I know that. They didn't say it probably is because they made the comment that it's not from across the street from the bank.
Yeah.
It's from over there. So
they
determined that it's from there.
Yeah.
It's all the grease from that old restaurant.
Who knows? Maybe they have an oil tank or something there.
Well, that, maybe, who knows, when you got the two gas stations, then Dilks is a gas station, you know, how those tanks were remediated when they closed up, you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows, right?
Yeah.
Well, that stuff kind of.
Oh, it absolutely, moves all over. We found that out
on
our warehouse site. Every time the high tide came in, it moved someplace else. Yeah. So
it comes in under our place.
Yeah.
Legitimately up underneath it. Creepy.
So I believe everything's fine. It's just a matter of trying to get rid of it, like the holidays slowing down now.
Okay.
I'll try to find out some more. I'll send an email and see. But as far as I know, if everything's good, just a little hiccup.
Okay. That's all I have.
Any further council comments?
I have a couple different questions. First, First is about council emails. I know that we all have an email account assigned to us. I know that at least a few of us don't know them, don't know the passwords. So if we could all just get those refreshed to us, that would be nice. And then do we have a policy or a way that we archive the previous mayor's emails? And then so that Dee doesn't have access to emails that Tony had. And then we'll have the same situation with Colby's account and whoever takes that spot. And this will be an issue going forward. So do we have a way that we deal with that now?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
We reached out today to our software people and they are changing all passwords to Mayor Tony's account, and Dee will be issued a new password to set up her for her own account, even though they have the same email.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yes. And then the other thing is we will need new committee appointments next meeting.
Yes.
And have we, they're always 1 year, and like at most you go to two or three meetings, and I think there's value in extending those to 2 years if we're legally able to. Is anybody else interested in that?
That is me. I'm okay with that. It doesn't matter to me.
They can be as long as the council wants them to be. There's no restriction on them just being 1 year. It's whatever the council wants them to be.
What appointment?
The committee.
Oh.
Like the budget, the finance committee.
I see.
So, I mean, and we can save that discussion for next week or 2 weeks from now when we appoint people, but just something I've been thinking is a year is a short time to be on a committee and really, you know, as soon as you get a sense of what's going on, then you're off the committee again. So I think there's some value to it that we should have a discussion about next meeting.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, I that this appointment thing's brought up another issue. When we make appointments to some of our outside committees, like our planning commission and stuff, do all of those appointments, civil service, et cetera, do they have to be citizens of the city?
Planning
commission
doesn't, but civil service, yes.
Civil service does?
Yeah.
Planning commission does not?
No.
No, which is kind of odd.
Okay, but I had a fellow contact me that was interested in getting involved, and I told him I didn't know. And he said,
we will have, since Dee is mayor now, we do have a spot on the civil service, and I was going to bring that up in case anybody, you guys know, that would be interested in.
And that's got to be
inside the city.
That's got to be inside mm-hmm. city, civil service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Any other council comments? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Okay, second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right.